And joining us now, the executive director of the Wells Fargo Championship, Mr. Kim Huffam. Kim, what's going on?
Hey, Greeny, what's up?
Man, it's going good. Seems like you're getting a few, major champions that have committed lately.
Yeah, that was obviously we knew Rory was coming back.
Right.
Adam was a nice surprise. But he played here last year for the first time in like 4 or 5 years, so it was good to get him back again this year, and especially so early.
Yeah, so how are things shaping up? I mean, you know, we're getting down to crunch time. We're inside of 2 months, and, you know, things are shaping up nicely, aren't they?
They are. The golf course is in incredible shape. You know, obviously we had a great fall after we did the overseed. Had a pretty mild winter, and we've had, 2.5 weeks of just beautiful weather. So the golf course is spectacular. I've never seen the grow in this good this early. So we're pretty excited, and we're down at Bay Hill earlier this week, talking to some of the players and the agents, and I think everybody's going to be very, very happy with the field when it all shakes out.
Now, have there been any changes made to the course leading up to this year that our listeners and fans and people watching on TV will notice?
Probably not. There were they built a new tee on number 7.
Yep.
Really didn't add a lot of length to the hole, but it just improved the angle of the tee shot. And then they modified the 8th tee. They stretched it back a little bit, but I don't think that's anything anybody will notice. But all good changes, I think the players are going to notice.
So what have you done to continue to sort of update the fan experience for this year?
Well, you know, last year we started with our All-American Pub, and it was hugely successful. But as in any first-time venture, that's when you find out what you need to do better. And we did, and we're going to make some changes out there. The signage is going to be better. We're going to Green Mile Village is going to be upscaled a little bit more this year to make it more of a family-friendly area. Our social hub is going to move behind the 9th green. We think the access will be better, and we hope everybody kind of takes advantage of that. So, you know, we're just making some tweaks, and hopefully people notice.
All right, so what about tickets? Are there tickets that are still remaining at this point?
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely. This is our crunch time. You know, when the weather starts to get warmer and the Masters starts to show up on television, mm-hmm. then people start thinking about golf, and we become top of mind. So this is really our crunch time. Our advertising has started. So you can go to the website, which is the easiest place to get them and purchase. And, you know, we sold a lot more tickets last year than we did previously, and we found that the changes that they made to the golf course over the years allows us to handle a few more people. So we're excited, and, you know, if we can just have the same 7 days of weather we had last year, I think we're all going to be happy.
All right, and we talked a little bit about some of the people that had committed to the tournament, but do you feel like the spill of players over the next several weeks is going to start to pick up as, you know, this is their last chance to kind of get on this golf course prior to a little thing called the 2017 PGA Championship?
You know, that's a good question, Greeny. I don't know how much that affects players or not. I know there were a lot of them that never went out to see Chambers Bay.
Yes. How'd that work out?
Controversial, and none of them, you know, went out there to see it early. So most of the guys have played the golf course. Whether they want to come and see it, is, you know, I think one of the issues that we're going to have is it's going to be a totally different golf course in the fall than it is in the spring. I mean, we're overseeded rye, and that's going to be pure Bermuda. And the golf course will play much different. Yet the holes aren't going to change. So we'll probably snag a few, I would think. But there's some, you know, the schedule is just the way it is this year, compressed because of the Olympics, and guys are viewing their scheduling differently.
Well, we're on with Kim Huffam, Executive Director of the Wells Fargo Championship. And, Kim, I know you're busy during that week, but if you weren't, where would you go to watch the event? And I'm also thinking about possible television angles for the people in Asheville and Wilmington. Where should they be watching? What should they look for?
Well, you know, I always like around the lake. You know, there's a hillside just to the right of 14 Green, and I think 14's fun to watch. But so you sit there, you can see 16 and you can see 17 also. So you really get your bang for your buck if you sit out there around the lake somewhere. You can sit by the 16th green and see 14 and 17. So that whole area around the lake. But I also like sitting behind number 7, the par 5. That's always pretty dramatic. So, you know, there's a lot of viewing places. And during the reconstruction, they've done a nice job of putting some mounds in. So, you know, we don't have to have a lot of bleachers out there anymore because the seating is so good and the views are so good.
Yeah, and not only Mike made mention of Wilmington. So at what point, and I know you've probably already done some preparation for 2017 and moving the Wells Fargo Championship out to Wilmington.
You know, we've done quite a bit of work. we've been working on two tournaments for the last 2 years. So we spent a lot of time in Wilmington. There's just a lot of things that can't be done. You know, too far out, we're trying to get way ahead of the game, and I think we've done a good job of that. You know, we're going to get through this tournament in 45 days or whatever it is, and then, you know, then we'll turn our focus and start honing in on Wilmington. But we've got a lot of stuff already done down there, and tickets have been on sale for 4 or 5 months. We sold a lot of hospitality already, so we're way ahead of the game down there.
So when you look at an event like that, that is you know, it's a temporary spot for it to hold the place on the calendar. Are there things that you've discovered that you can't replicate from Charlotte, and there are other things that you can do, and maybe things that even that you need to do differently, knowing that it's a temporary solution?
Oh, no question. I mean, that's one of the challenges, and one of the things we can't do is just pick up this tournament and move it down there. That city has a total different personality. You know, we're going to use the beach theme and play up the area of the country where it is. We put a lot of infrastructure in the ground at Quail that we don't have at Eagle Point. You know, we're not going in there and telling them to take out hundreds of trees so we can get hospitality venues in. We're going to fit in down there and build differently because, you know, it is temporary. And, you know, so we want to be mindful of the members in the golf course and the club, not to go in and just make huge alterations just for 7 days.
Yeah, so it probably puts a premium on being creative in terms of how you can fit things and really trying to maximize the space that you have available.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, one of the issues is that we're not being really as familiar with the golf course as we are at Quail Hollow. You know, it's taken quite a few visits down there, and we've had to have our tent and scaffolding people come in and meet us there so that they can say, yeah, we can build here, no, we can't build here, and, you know, this would be a great place for this. So they've been very helpful to us, too. But, you know, I think we've got a really good working solution right now. It doesn't mean it's not going to change between now and when we start to build and, you know, in 12 months. But we've got a pretty good blueprint set up. And it will change, but we're really comfortable right now with what we've got down there.
So when you talk about minimal disruption, I mean, which is really what you're looking at, is it minimal disruption? Is the focus on, you know, the town's infrastructure and the weight that this could put on hotels and roads and restaurants? Or do you really have to be extra mindful of the membership at the club and the people there who've been there all along, not to be too disruptive to them?
Well, we're trying to do everybody. You know, our parking and busing plan is very important and hugely important because that's, you know, we don't want another Kiowa on our hands. And it is tough, one road in, one road out. So we're working pretty hard on that. But the city is so excited that we're coming down, and it's really fun to see that kind of excitement because it is a temporary, you know, it's we're going to be out there, and it's please come this year. And so, you know, the city's planning to do a lot of things, not just at the golf course, but around town, and make it a whole week of festivals and parties and concerts. And, you know, so it's going to be really, really fun and really a very important week for Wilmington.
Well, rarely in something like this do you get a second chance at a first date. Is that what it feels like for you?
Yeah, you know, we've kind of dug out a lot of documents from 2003, 2002, and 2003 when we were planning here for the first time. You know, but we also have a lot of things in place here. You know, we've got all of the websites already built. The volunteer portals are already built. You know, we didn't start planning this. We had 11 months in 2002 to plan the 2003 tournament. So we've had 2.5 or 3 years on this one. And we can use a lot of resources that we have in the office that weren't available to us, when we started this one. So it's just as much work. I mean, don't get me wrong, but it's a little bit more smooth because of things that we have already taken care of because of the tournament in Charlotte.
You know, Mike and I are volunteering our media consulting if you need anything down there.
Okay, well, see, there's one we haven't had yet.
Yeah, we're big in Wilmington. We're on two stations in Wilmington.
I know, and we're excited you are. I'm sure you guys will be down there, right?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. So taking us back to this year's Wells, I mean, as you're watching players and their games shape up, I mean, is there anybody you've got an eye on who, A, you hope will show up, and B, you think, you know, has the game to take on this course?
Yeah, you know, we haven't seen Dustin Johnson for a couple of years. He was hurt, then he was out, and I'd really like to see Dustin come back, and we have some early indications that he's considering it. So it'd be kind of fun to have him back. I'd love to see Justin Rose come back. You know, he didn't play last. No, he played last year and had a really good tournament. But we're not always on his schedule. So you know, he won it in New Orleans last year. So I don't know how that's going to affect his schedule this year. But you know, there's any of those guys in the top 10. We all want to see Ricky come back. He wasn't here last year, but I think he'll probably be back this year. So if we can get we've already got Rory and Adam. If we pick up Ricky, you know, and some of the other guys, and Heinrich Stenson, you know, we'll have quite a few of the top 10.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always surprised that some players have a following that you wouldn't expect. And then there are those players that, you know, there's public interest in them all the time. But Boo Weekly will have if he comes out to a tournament, people are going to follow him because they think he's interesting. Who are those guys sort of that are not really expected to win a tournament like this, but that you'd really like to see show up because they'll create interest?
Well, all these young guys, we're pretty excited. We've already given two exemptions, one to Bryson DeChambeau, which I think a lot of people aren't going to know him.
Yes.
But, you know, he's the kid who all his irons are the same length. Yeah. I met him this week in Bay Hill and watched him hit balls, and it's really, truly amazing that he can do that. The other one, we have Ollie Schneiderjans coming. Mm. And Ollie has probably one of the best college records ever.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're working on the younger kids. You know, Graham DeLette has committed, and he hasn't been here a while, so you can go out and see the beard.
Oh, cool. Get lost in the beard.
And so, you know, and Graham might be one of those guys that's coming here, you know, finally because of the PGA Championship next year. So, you know, it's a global game anymore, and there's tournaments going on in Europe that we're going to lose players to, and there's tournaments in China that we're going to lose players to because of appearance fees. But, you know, we can't really worry about that anymore. All we can do is put on the best tournament on the best golf course we can. And if the guys show up, you know, Thursday when the first ball's in the air, nobody really remembers who's not there.
How many requests did you get for sponsor exemptions this year?
Oh,
it had to be.
You know, honestly, Greeny, it's down this year.
Is it really?
Yeah, and I don't know why. I think a lot of the college kids, you know, the way they've changed the wraparound schedule, it's harder for them, and they've got to really pick and choose. You know, we're the last exemption that Ollie can use, and I think we're the next to last that Bryson can use, because they can only take seven.
Right.
A lot of the Q school kids, they just know they're not going to get in because we don't go that far down the field. And for that category, for those exemptions, we usually stay, you know, pretty close to home with them. And we've done that since the beginning, and all the agents know that now. And they all appreciate it, because if every tournament gave their hometown kids spots, then they'd get in the ones that they should get into.
And you didn't get a letter from John Daly, so.
No. John's going to be debuting on the other tour that week.
Right, I know. That's why. You don't have to get 10 letters from him anymore and then get called out on Twitter when you don't get in, like happened to the Valspar.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Well, Kim, man, we always appreciate you taking time out and coming on the show with us, and we look forward to another great event coming up in May.
Well, we appreciate you guys' support, and I'm sure I'll see you out at the golf course.
Yes, you will. All right, we'll talk to you later.
All right. Thanks, Greeny. Talk to you soon.